From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Americans began voting Tuesday. It's the end to a campaign that was exhausting and often bitter as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump presented radically different visions of how to lead the United States. Let's take a listen to VOA's Catherine Gibson and her live election coverage on VOA's Facebook page.
I'm VOA's Catherine Gibson. I'm here in downtown Philadelphia, where voters have been lining up since 7 this morning, voting in the most exciting and consequential presidential election in American history, a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and a number of other key races in this battleground state that could help decide the presidency. So coming down here, we see a whole mix of voters. We're going to be talking to a couple of them and asking them what's the important issues for them in this election. So, ma'am, can you tell me your name, please?
I'm Glenna McDonald.
Okay, and tell me, what issues are you voting on in this election?
Women's issues and economic issues, specifically tax cuts or raises for the wealthy.
So we hear there's a whole range of issues that are facing American voters today, economic issues, immigration, and of course women's issues, which has been a big point of discussion in this campaign.
The name of the winner, meanwhile, is not expected to be known before 3 hours GMT. Hillary Clinton cast her vote early Tuesday near her home in New York State. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is expected to vote shortly in his precinct in Manhattan. You can follow all of the election coverage on voanews.com. Meanwhile, the hot and wild with an increasingly visible human footprint, that's how the UN Weather Agency sums up the global climate in the past 5 years. This is VOA News. Iraqi investigators are investigating a mass grave Tuesday that was discovered by troops advancing on the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. It appears to be the latest of several mass graves found in the territory retaken from the Islamic State group. They have massacred hundreds of people as they swept across the northern and central Iraq in 2014, and it's believed that they have waged a brutal crackdown since the start of the Mosul offensive. Syrian government troops have regained control of an important district south of Aleppo City Tuesday. They're repelling opposition fighters from the area, according to the Syrian military. Parts of the 1070 apartments project have been with the opposition since August. The opposition seized the rest of that area last week as they advanced during their offensive in government-held western Aleppo. A top security official said Tuesday that Kurdish forces had recaptured Bashika from the Islamic State group as one of the final steps in securing the eastern approaches to the jihadist-held Mosul. The ex-Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos can be given a hero's burial, according to a Supreme Court decision Tuesday. It's a hugely controversial ruling, which critics say would whitewash his crimes and divide the nation. Justices overwhelmingly endorsed President Rodrigo Duterte's decision to allow the burial at the Cemetery of Heroes in Manila. Meanwhile, hundreds of Marcos supporters outside the Supreme Court cheered, but opponents who had petitioned the court to reject the plan staged a rally nearby. Heavy rain in the Balkans caused swollen rivers to overflow Tuesday, flooding some homes and cutting electricity to remote areas. Authorities in Albania reported at least one death. Serbia's state TV said surging waters cut a regional road in the southwest of the country and forced a dozen people to leave their homes. Pirates are shifting from hijacking cargo ships to the more lucrative crime of kidnapping for ransom. It comes in a report Tuesday from the IH Maritime and Trade after the Philippine Islamic militants killed one German sailor and kidnapped another. Current Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will formally open the Yasser Arafat Museum Wednesday ahead of the anniversary of his death. It's next to the gravesite of the fighter-turned-statesman in Ramallah and the occupied West Bank. The $7 million museum opening comes 2 days before Palestinians commemorate the 12th anniversary of his death in a hospital in Paris in November 2004. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.